This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. For the first time in more than half a century.
3, 2, 1, booster ignition and liftoff. The crew of Artemis 2 now bound for the moon. Humanity's next great voyage begins.
NASA's Artemis 2 mission successfully blasts off for its historic trip into deep space and around the moon. Donald Trump prepares to make a nationwide TV address to America on the Iran war. This after his earlier statement that he was strongly considering pulling the US out of the NATO alliance. Traffic chaos in the Chinese city of Wuhan as more than 100 self-driving robo-taxis suddenly stop.
One thing we should be worried about is that because these things operate as fleets, that presents an additional risk, a cybersecurity risk.
Plus, our social media company is going to change after losing their landmark mental health court case. First, the very latest world news.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. NASA's Artemis 2 mission has successfully blasted off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, with all initial stages going to plan. It's carrying 4 astronauts on the first crewed flight to the moon in more than 50 years. Our science correspondent Palab Ghosh watched from a spot near the launch pad.
The pad has erupted into a sheet of brilliant white flame as the mightiest rocket ever built flies from its launch tower. NASA's space launch system creeps upwards majestically, slow at first, then gathering pace, riding on 2 blinding pillars of flame that crackle and roar with an impact I can feel watching 3 miles from the pad.
President Trump is about to make a televised address to the American people about the war in Iran. He's expected to lay out his hopes that the fighting will soon be over. From Washington, here's Tom Bateman.
The White House are briefing that this will be what they call an operational update. He's going to talk about them. I think largely he will say, you know, we've achieved the vast amount, if not all, of our war aims. Does he have a plan to deal with the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, or is he prepared to walk away from this war and leave that mess for others to fix, like the Europeans? So I think we might look out for a sense of that. The other key thing is about NATO. This is really worrying America's NATO allies. This could be a potentially very important history-defining moment if he is going to push this notion that the US could pull out of NATO.
Iranian media are reporting that the former foreign minister Kamal Kharizi has been severely wounded in an airstrike. His wife is believed to have also been killed in the attack, one of many on Tehran on Wednesday. Mr. Kharizi is seen as a reformist within the Iranian political system, and questions will be raised about why he was targeted. The United States Supreme Court has been hearing arguments on President Trump's move to end automatic citizenship for anyone born in the U.S. Our correspondent Aoni Wells was at the court and has more details.
We heard a lot from the Trump administration's lawyers today about their argument that they feel that in order to be eligible, people should prove that their parents are domiciled here at the moment and that they have what the lawyer described as allegiance to the United States. Now, interestingly, that was something which some of the judges picked up on, questioning whether allegiance is really something that comes with permanent residence and questioning whether it was fair to suggest that undocumented migrants or those who may be here on a more temporary basis couldn't still have that kind of allegiance.
Ione Wells with that report. This is the world news from the BBC. Republican leaders in the U.S. Congress say they've reached a deal to fund the Department of Homeland Security and end a long partial government shutdown. The plan, brokered by the House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader John Thune, will restore funding for most of the department. The United States Treasury has removed sanctions against Venezuela's interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, less than 3 months after U.S. forces seized the country's then-president, Nicolas Maduro. Ms. Rodriguez, who had been Mr. Maduro's deputy, signed an agreement with the U.S. allowing it to sell Venezuelan oil for the benefit of the American and Venezuelan people. Officials in the U.S. state of Utah have closed their investigation into the murder of a 17-year-old girl in 1974. In a statement, they said they had definite evidence that the notorious serial killer Ted Bundy had taken the life of Ann Amy. Bundy admitted to the murder, along with 35 others, before he was executed in 1989. But the case remained open until DNA testing linked him with material taken from Amy's body. Speaking at a news conference, her sister Michelle Impala gave this reaction.
I know that she would be really happy to know that it's been closed. And just to know that Ted Bundy is, like, gnashing his teeth in hell.
Elon Musk's rocket company SpaceX is reported to have filed confidentially to be listed as a public company, potentially raising many billions of dollars. SpaceX values itself at more than $1 trillion and would be one of the world's most valuable companies ever to reach the stock market. Mr. Musk stands to increase his personal wealth if SpaceX's valuation rises in public trading. BBC News.